Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined this morning. Got a bunch of great things to get into.
Good morning. How are you enjoying the fall?
Not bad.
But, you know, got some pretty...
That happened a little quicker than I was ready for.
Yeah.
But I know we're warming up.
Gentlemen walking shorts.
Yep, yeah. That's Wisconsin right there.
You do what you got to do. That wind will cut right through. It is kind of crisp. Still breezy.
Is he dressed for the weather, Brittany? Is he...
He's probably shedding the coat by the afternoon, I would say.
All right.
Probably.
But today, 50 degrees out there right now, still more clouds than sunshine, but it is going to be bright and beautiful all day long. Sunny skies, still breezy winds out of the northwest around 20 miles per hour or so. Highs today, upper 60s. Tomorrow, low 70s, and then we'll warm things up mid-70s on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, it looks like a chance for some rain. So that's the next chance of rain, and that's about it. We stay dry for the rest of the week, and even it looks dry into the weekend, too. So
nice.
A good pattern.
Well, yeah. We'll take that. It's been a while.
So he doesn't need the rain jacket.
He doesn't need the raincoat.
He doesn't need the raincoat. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. And good to talk to you, Brittany. Thanks so much for the time. You have a good morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Malo, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Seth and I got a bunch of fun stuff lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We have the states that are the most and least enthusiastic about pickles.
Yes. Ooh.
And we're talking world's oldest when we get back. Okay. After that, we'll have some fun there.
Okay.
It's a Monday in the 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means. We'll kick things off with the kitchens open. Beth will be joining us for that.
Yes.
And we're going to keep Beth around for a little bit longer because she sent over a topic I thought was fun.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
The best fair foods in all 50 states.
Oh, ho.
Should be a good one.
That sounds like fun.
That should be fun as we wrap up fair season and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Then a little bit later, Seth and I will get into some entertainment news. And we're going to talk Saturday Night Live and returning cast members. We've got some fun there. Chris Martin doing a security check at a Coldplay concert. and a couple of other fun things we got lined up for you there.
All right.
We'll get into all that. We'll wrap up with some good stories of the day and certainly get into our schedule around here. But we kick things off as we are getting to colder weather.
Mm-hmm.
I am used to Christmas stuff showing up in stores early.
Right.
You know, it'll be any day now.
Okay.
Any day now. We'll start seeing Christmas stuff.
It will be. You're correct.
It's been happening for a while, but I'm still a little surprised when I see Halloween stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even September, and I'm already seeing Halloween stuff out and everything. And we've been over this topic many, many times of why companies are doing this and some of those things. I would love to know, first off, if this really helps any business in any format, in any industry, getting a jump start on these things like this.
Yeah.
Because I feel more and more like as a society, by the time the holiday comes around, we're not even paying attention to the one after it.
Right.
And we're doing it even with like the big holidays.
Right. It looks like we're constantly planning, right? It's like we're always getting I got to get a head start on this and then get a head start on this. And then when the other holiday comes by, it's like, okay. And then it's done, right?
I've spent my whole life doing this and being very bad about being in the moment. Mm-hmm. So I'd say the last 5 years, I've been trying really hard to be in the moment more and everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm just more aware of that. But I'm telling you, you go ahead and pay attention this year to the big Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all these holidays. You know, it feels like they don't hit as hard as they used to because we're celebrating them in September.
Right.
The buildup, nothing. You see this happen with movies all the time, the buildup. They're building this movie up for months and months and months, and you're watching the trailer, and you see the movie, and you're like, okay, well, it didn't live up to the hype, because nothing can.
Right.
Like, you hype something up too much
too
and
much,
everything.
Right. It can be overhyped, yes.
It feels a little of that. I have respect for all the holidays, and it really, and now they're doing it to Halloween. Quarantine days ration.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one on the morning show we were talking about. Well, their Skelly, which is what the skeleton, is getting an upgrade.
Oh.
And it's released. At home. It's animatronic elements. Mouth can also be the pre-recorded dialogue, up to 30 seconds long. This can be kind of... The one down is half feet tall.
Only?
Yeah, what?
It's like my a little bit taller than me and James. So yeah, okay.
And they say that's the only downside. I have a counter to that. Okay. The only downside is it's $279.
Woo, that's a downside.
Yeah.
Wah.
So apparently the new upgrades were offset by the shorter stature because it usually is $300.
Yeah. Oh, so $20 off or yeah, $20 off. Right. Yeah.
And to be clear, Home Depot is also bringing back the original 12-foot Skelly. Despite inflation and tariffs, it's still $200, $300. Who can afford that?
For a Halloween prop.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is, James. Maybe we're missing something here in that the reason people are getting earlier and earlier is they want to get their money's worth.
Yeah.
I spent $300 on this giant skeleton. You better believe I'm going to have it out for like at least a couple of months, right?
Like all
get
good
my use.
Like all good comedy, there's a little truth in that joke. That's funny, but it's also, you might be right there.
Maybe you're right.
They encourage also the scary Skelly dog, a cute Skelly a scary Skelly dog, a cute Skelly dog, and a Skelly cat.
Now I got animals involved. Okay, he's got pets. Skelly's got pets.
A 15-foot wood lead worry crow and a troll. Oh, and a dragon. They got all these things that you can add to it.
Okay. So. You can make a little setup there in your front yard if you want. Yeah, that's cool.
What's the conversation like? Significant other to significant other. And I'm just going to say guy to woman. It could be any scenario you want to say, but let's be honest here. Let's be honest with our fellow men out there.
Yeah.
This is something that a guy is probably going to pitch.
Probably more so.
Not to say always. Yeah, there are plenty of outliers and plenty of women that love Halloween and probably love a 12-foot skeleton.
There's couples that are all about Halloween.
Absolutely, yep. There are. Mm-hmm. So I'm just doing this for comedic purposes. but I love the idea of going to your significant other and trying to pitch this. All right, honey, hear me out. All right, 12-foot skeleton. Kids are going to love it. The neighborhood kids are going to come. Everybody's going to be talking about our house on Halloween.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. That sounds like a fun idea. I love this. How much is it? Now, listen, in life, you got to make investments sometime. Now, we're going to use this for like the rest of our lives Halloween.
Every year, we'll be putting it out.
We're going to make that money back. Okay, how much money? Now, listen, I know this number is going to sound high, but you got to think of the long term here.
Anytime you have a conversation and you have to say, now listen, like four times, then you're in trouble. This is not going well, okay?
I could certainly, do a good sales job, it was certain things. When it comes to being on the air, I'm very fortunate. I very seldom in my radio career, in 22 years, have I had to really pitch or sell things that I really don't believe in or whatever.
Right.
I've been really lucky in that regard. I am terrible at selling myself. I am horrible at it. And the idea of pitching this, if this was my idea, it's defeated before I even go in the room. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I do kind of like the idea of watching people set this up. I think that might be more interesting to me.
That would be entertaining.
That would be
interesting. You never get to see. They do it in like the dead of night so no one can see them.
Why
I heard cursing last night. What was that all about in the neighbor's yard?
I'm waiting until the neighbors leave for work.
Absolutely.
I'm taking a day off of work just so
to
that
set
I can
it
do
up
that.
Just so no one can see it, because it's like, what are you doing there, neighbor?
What's next? What is next for the Halloween? Do they have a cauldron yet? Do they have like an actual a real cauldron?
Oh, like a wilderness, like a real cast cauldron. Iron.
Yes,
wow,
yeah.
Wow,
because it's only going to go up from here. It's not like we're going to stay here and like 20 years later we're talking about Skelly still.
It must be upped. The game must be upped as we go along here. So if they start using
5424 through the Civic Media app, does anybody else care about these things and started because I'm curious if it's just me. So in our house alone, you've got a little bit of a difference of opinions and everything.
Well, almost all this stuff is about decorations, right?
Yeah.
And trick-or-treating, right?
Right.
Trick-or-treat.
Although.
Son, you're 2 months off on there. But I wanted to get an early start,
Some people would say every day I dress for Halloween. Some people would say I look pretty scary every day. But yes, you got a point there.
So it's just decorations, and it's still leading up to, I guess personally, I don't have a big problem with it. It's if it's something you enjoy doing, have fun with it, you know, go for it.
I like what you said about getting your money's worth out of it. I also know that a lot of this stuff, it takes planning and prepping, and, mm-hmm. and maybe so maybe having a little more time to do that.
That's true, especially if you want to go, you know, if you want to go all out, you know, and really, you know, gussy things up, then yeah, you might need a little bit more time for that.
It might just be one of those things too that we've just been worn down on. And it's not so much that people care or don't care. It's just that they're like, kind of like, all right.
Whatever.
Well, and there's this too. And I talk about this from time to time, you know, choosing your battles wisely. Right. There's a lot of other things to get us bent out of shape nowadays. Mm-hmm. This might not be enough to really hit the top 30, you know, of things that, you know, get you bent out of shape.
Oh, yeah. There's a 12-foot skeleton. Nice.
Yeah.
Seen that before.
Yeah. Christmas stuff is being sold in August. Okay. Yeah, fine. Sure. Whatever.
Whatever. If you want it, you can buy. If not, I'll just, you know, do it in December.
We are in the beginnings of the high school and college and NFL seasons for football. And we are kicking off the college football season this week right here at WFHR. Your home for Wisconsin Badger sports has been forever and will always be.
Yep.
6 o'clock this Thursday, your Badgers hosting Miami of Ohio. Madison gonna be popping.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be a mad time, mad town. Gonna be fun.
And you know what, James and I said, we talked a little about this on Playmakers on Friday. You know, with all of the streaming services, you know, all the different sports now going to, there's going to be, you know, games on seven different streaming. So where are you going to find it? Well, you know where you can find it is right here on radio for free.
Yes.
You will hear every Badger football game right here on WFHR.
Catch it right here, everybody. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll have every Badger football game here all season long. Also going to, of course, be having your Badger basketball and hockey coming up this fall and winter. Look forward to that. Another great time. And, of course, be listening for those wonderful bumpers of Matt LaPay and that great voice of his as well. And Thursday, double duty, more football, because we'll have high school football on 105.5 WIRI, 650, Rice Lake at my alma mater, Lincoln High School. Mike and Randy going to be covering that one for you.
Mm-hmm. Home opener.
Heard from the superintendent last week. Ron was talking about Lincoln having a new logo, a new wolf logo.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I think I found it. Mm-hmm. If it's the one I found, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's really neat.
We are looking forward to all of that. And, of course, a great fall and winter season of sports. Mm-hmm. More and more of it coming up for you. And we'll be talking about it on Playmakers today. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. We'll be taking your calls and talking sports thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up. Right now, time for the El Cafe. Well, on the way, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. It's a celebration. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself when they open their doors up for the week. Of course, closed today, but they'll be back at it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to go to elcafewi.com to check out their menu, maybe pick out some things you might like for tomorrow morning or tomorrow or something, and then be ready to change it when you see their specials.
Fantastic. Always good stuff.
Really good stuff over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our great friends at El Cafe. Follow them on Facebook, everybody. Got a really nice post up there about servers the server circle comes from.
Very cool.
Check that one out, everybody.
Nice.
And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. you can of course direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can email us that way, or of course you can call on up too.
715-424-2600. Call right now and wish that special someone a happy birthday or anniversary over the air.
Encourage you to call up and join the conversation. I have three possible qualifiers here. Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
One today.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We'll get right into it. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Corey Knipple.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Corey, the older brother, one of my oldest friends, Aiden. Corey, great guy. Wishing you a great birthday, Corey. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you see you at one of those River Kings games this winter.
Cool.
You take care, man.
Yeah.
And wishing a very happy birthday to Avery Morris.
Happy birthday, Avery.
Enjoy the day, Avery. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Gail Gibbons.
Gail, congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Enjoy the day, Gail. Hope it's a good one for you. I love the name Gail. It's a great name. Enjoy your day, Gail. And we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, celebrities, you know, different
people. Anyone you can find.
Animals, everybody. go ahead and brag to them that you're our qualifier for today. Taking a look at who you share your birthdays with, Blake Lively is 38 today.
Okay.
Gossip Girl star, and of course, as a handful of other great movies and performances. Mm-hmm. You've seen her with Ryan Reynolds a lot as they are a couple.
They are married, yes.
Kel is 47. Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel is 47.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's crazy.
Oh, late 90s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Kenan and Kel.
Happy birthday. Happy 47th to him.
Yep.
Happy 49th to Alexander Skarsgård.
Another one of the Skarsgård brood, right? Oh, man. What a family that of actors that is. Goodness.
Recently started a show on Apple, Murderbot, that has been a big hit for them. They've got a reward of the second season. Of course, a lot of people got to know him from True Blood. Mm-hmm. You get a chance, the Northman.
The Northman.
The Northman he stars in. It's what it sounds like. It's a bit of a Viking tale and everything. It's incredible.
Perfect for a Swedish actor. Yeah.
He's incredible in it. He's an incredible actor. Mm. He's also very funny. Does like these cameos here and there every once in a while.
I don't know if I've seen him do that.
He's very funny. He's a good actor. That whole family, man. That family.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison is 53, former NFL superstar.
Yes.
Is he in the
Hall of Fame yet?
I'm not sure. I feel like he will be
at some point. Yeah.
Joe DeMasina is 55, country singer.
Fantastic. Love her.
Robert Horry, Big Shot Rob, is 55, retired NBA role player, but hit clutch shots for 7 championship teams.
I mean, man, he was something about that guy.
Robert Horry.
In the moment, he was always there.
Also created one of the best sports debates and sports questions there is.
Okay.
Would you all know he's hit like literally not even close. Even in the Basketball Hall of Fame, which it tends to let a lot of guys in.
Right. It's a bigger hall.
Would you rather have those 7 rings and be a legend like that or be a Hall of Famer and never win a ring like Charles Barkley or somebody like that?
If I were Robert Horry, I'd be like, Hall of Fame, who cares?
Yep.
I got mine. I got like 7 rings. Are you kidding me?
Like 1 championship opposed to the Hall of Fame, that's a little debatable. 7 championships? Why are we doing this?
Who cares? Yeah.
To me, athletics is not about the Hall of Fame. It's about winning the big
one. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Give me 7 titles, man. Yeah, I'll take that every day. Billy Ray Cyrus is 64.
Wow.
Achy Breaky Heart and all that. Rachel Ray is 57. Wonderful celebrity chef and everything. She does a good job. I haven't seen a lot of her.
Great personality. She has got a great personality.
The legend Tim Burton is 67.
Wow.
Game-changing director.
Mm-hmm.
In our youth, one of the biggest names there was in directing and one of the biggest, you could count on, he's going to do something different no matter what the movie is.
Right. And he had his own aesthetic style. He's one of those, not only was he successful, but he was also had his own style. And that's not something you see very often in directors, especially nowadays.
Big fan of his work and a lot of the things he did. I've said this before. I think the only problem for Tim Burton was he got too big.
Mm.
Once he started getting big and kind of doing like the Dumbo remake and things like that, it just seemed like he kind of lost a little bit of that.
Self-indulgent maybe? I don't know.
And then it just seemed to be, I'm going to do whatever like old fairy tale or old, play and stuff.
Right.
Kind of leaning into things that I didn't think that were really his, really.
His wheelhouse
kind of thing. Yeah, but certainly not only an amazing director, one I'd love to work with. Mm-hmm. Elvis Costello is 71.
Oh, yes.
Veronica.
Oh my
every
God!
Every day I write the book.
He is one of the great singer songwriters of his generation, kind of thing. Although I don't know why didn't he stay with his original name? He's got such a great. His actual name is way better. It's Declan McManus.
It's a great name.
Why didn't
it's a great name?
I mean, come on, Elvis. You could have stayed with a fantastic name. Oh,
listen to this. So Elvis Costello, 71. Mm-hmm. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is 74.
Okay. Didn't realize he was older than him. Wow.
And Gene Simmons from Kiss, the Demon, is 76.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There's a trifecta for
Three
you.
Very interesting names.
Very different artists, too.
And then I'll just throw a little curveball in there. Raleigh Fingers is 79.
Speaking of curveball.
Legendary pitcher and mustache.
And, oh, man.
And, of course, legendary brewer.
He was kind of the guy that gave us the prototype of the closer.
Yeah.
It was him and a couple other guys, but mostly I would say it was Raleigh Fingers. Yep.
Some people no longer with us, like the legend Sir Sean Connery, born in this day in 1930.
Sean Connery.
The original, everybody's James Bond.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much everybody's James Bond. Just an incredible actor.
Yes.
Incredible actor. I don't know that Sean Connery has ever truly gotten the credit for his acting skill.
No.
You know?
He was, because he was a blockbuster guy, you know, he did lots of big movies and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
You watch The Rock, and it's a silly, fun action movie. It is. But you go ahead and watch it and give it just a chance at watching what Connery does in certain scenes. Mm. And his work with other actors. Mm-hmm. Sean Connery was always good at bringing up other actors. Especially young actors. Mm. Christopher Lambert is a good example of this. And that kind of thing. But The Rock, or some of the other performances of his too, where he's not necessarily the lead actor. He brings up other actors. Good one. Regis Philbin, for a very, very long time.
Yep.
And Monty Hall, legends of like game.
That show was so popular too.
Also, maybe the greatest game show name.
Monty host. Hall? I mean, come on.
That's hard
I don't
to
know
top.
If that was his actual name or not. It didn't matter. It was awesome.
Yeah. I almost don't want to even look it up. I don't even know. An anniversary club, but we encourage you to open their doors over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue. A very happy birthday and anniversary to everybody. Celebrate with you, everybody.
Email us. We'll take it.
You can do that using the Civic Media app if you like.
That's right.
We will take a time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. When Seth and I get back, got some fun stuff lined up for you here. The states that are most and least enthusiastic about pickles. Coming up.
I want reasons why.
Yes. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Monday out there. Made it through the weekend. Got a week ahead here. We're going to have some fun with it, too. We got great stuff lined up for you throughout the week we're going to be getting into. I got one right here that is a little bit interesting, and I want audience participation on this one. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us through the Civic Media app. You can text us through there as well. It isn't often that we hear about North and South Dakota. But having somebody who actually lived in one of the Dakotas I kind of feel like we got to bring this one up. I got a source I could tap into here and everything.
Because I know all about North Dakota. No.
So would you know what sets them apart from the rest of the country? Turns out the Dakotas love pickles.
They do? Okay.
Instacart just released some data on pickle orders across the country for whatever reason it might be. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you right now, there's been a rise of pickles and pickle-related things and pickle-scented things and all this.
Yep.
The pickle juice. Yeah. The younger generation has really gotten into pickles. And the states with the highest rate of pickle orders are North Dakota and South Dakota at 1 and 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that about the Dakotas. Interesting.
Generally, pickles seem to be the most popular in middle of the country. According to the report, Wisconsin is third on this list.
That's very, pickles, I believe if I'm, I maybe, I'm not, if, no, if I'm correct on this, that's kind of a German, I think, pickling things with like a German kind of thing. That does it. Totally makes sense in Wisconsin. 100% makes sense in Wisconsin. Right.
I wouldn't have thought of it. I would not have guessed that, hey, what is Wisconsin ranked third in loving and buying and all that.
They love their pickles.
Yeah. Wisconsin is third, again, followed by Iowa, West Virginia, Vermont, Mississippi, Minnesota, Arkansas, and Kansas. That is your top 10.
No one on the West Coast likes pickles.
Apparently.
No, it's just either in the Midwest or the East, maybe some of the South.
Hot over there, they're like, they're spicier stuff. The states with the least that are least into pickles are Florida, followed by Hawaii, California, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, Nevada, New York, and Maryland. So we're seeing the coasts.
Yeah, it's more of an inside the middle of the country thing. Okay, all right.
And why?
Right.
Why this is. And nobody knows. questions of at least 10 different websites. No reason necessarily for this. And there are a lot
I'm sure.
But the reasoning or anything like that.
Okay.
And I just found that kind of know the answer the subject is. It's part of what it's kind of a mystery out there. Random stuff like this. I almost kind of like when there's that little bit of fun and mystery to it.
Mm-hmm. So here's now I'm going to dig deeper now.
Yeah.
Is this just like straight up getting a pickle and eating it, you pull a pickle out of the jar, or you get a sandwich and you get a pickle with it, or is this also putting pickles upon different other things, right? On your burger, or your sandwiches or anything like that? Does that include like the slices or chips or whatever those are called, pickle chips, I guess? Does that include that too? I want to know what's their how they come up with this study. I want to know. I mean, I know how they did, but I want to know more. I want to know people using it for other things too.
Had a student asking me what makes something kosher the other day,
and
we were talking about it, and we got into pickles, and one of them said, you know, I don't think I've ever had a non-kosher pickle.
Mm.
And it's interesting how so many of the pickle chains do that now.
Right.
They just make kosher pickles. You're not even going to find non-kosher pickles or whatever.
Right, because they taste exactly the same as any dill pickle.
Exactly the same. Very, very similar to a lot of other things.
So, might as well, right?
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting. I thought
that was really interesting.
In this day and age where they have there's no product, there's just the one of.
Mm-hmm.
Every product, whether we're talking about dish soap or cereal or anything else, there's a billion different brands.
Now we got like hot pickles and, you know, and that's, and we're not talking, I know it's more of a Midwest thing, that, you know, bread and butter pickles, which are the sweet kind of pickles, that kind of thing. But I don't know, man. I wonder if it's more like, because I saw on the map that you brought up, you know, in the Southwest, very not big on pickles, including California. And I wonder if that's because of the proximity to like Mexico.
Mm.
And maybe they're more interested in peppers.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. It's just a cultural thing. Maybe not as many, you know, German folks moved out there. Who knows? I mean, people bring their customs with them. So
Right. Yeah. And to that point, what we were talking about earlier, not surprising to see it in the middle of this country
exactly.
where you had a lot more of that immigration going on back in
100%.
The day. 100%. It's interesting, though.
Fascinating.
And I'm curious, too, like, does anybody have a favorite thing about pickles or a favorite way to have them?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I like pickles overall. I don't like them on my burger.
Okay.
If I've ordered a burger, and especially if I'm hungry, I'm just going to woof it down. I barely even notice
them. Who cares?
But I feel like I don't like the flavor. It takes me away from the burger.
Gotcha.
I want to taste the meat.
Sure.
I want to taste the meat. But I like pickles on their own.
Yeah, right.
I like a good pickle just on its own. It's just a crunch. If you want a pickle, there's nothing that really hits it like the pickle.
Well, and it's interesting because you go to a deli and you order a sandwich, and they usually, not always, but usually comes with a pickle. And I think, now, I don't know if this is true or not, it seems like you're supposed to eat it when you're done, you know, give you that last kick. Maybe you've eaten the sandwich, and now you get a little, it's not dessert, obviously, but it's like a different flavor, you know, because the pickles are strong, you know, very strong flavor to them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So is that part of the reason why? I mean, why do they do that? I'm curious. Maybe this because they have, you know, old delis just had pickles. They made just one something they had, and you just something you got with the sandwich kind of thing. I don't know.
And maybe even the most fascinating part of this, why in baseball did they call it a pickle when a runner gets stuck between two, fielders?
Now, that is something we need to figure out.
Find out on Playmakers later today, everybody.
Oh, he did do it. All right.
I looked it up last night.
Have you figured out Can of Corn yet? That one, I don't think anyone knows the answer.
Legendarily, that one is almost, there's a billion stories, and every one of them are interesting. Join us for Playmakers a little later today. I think I'll be
caught
on my own today.
Pickle. Nice.
We'll be getting into that a little bit later.
So I just realized a little pepper thing. It's
one of the top brands of pickles, Mount Olive, Vlasic.
Okay.
North Dakota's top pick is Getney's out of Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes. Getney's, by the way, if I had to choose, and it's by for many, many years, whoever won the pickle, the best, were the top in show of pickle, that pickle center and their blue ribbon would be on the jar of it. And I don't know if they still do that. But
that is cool. That is a really cool way to do it, huh? I was earlier and jump in maybe. I will check with her and see if she is because I got a topic for us.
Oh, okay.
5 fashion rules that could get you kicked out of Disney parks. Yeah, all right. If you got time, we'll do it next. Okay, we'll do it when we come back, everybody. We'll get into that when we come back and wrap up the hour here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
Perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations.
We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Got your host, James, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And we got Beth hanging out with us.
Good morning, everybody.
Extra segment of Beth today. We'll be, of course, getting her. This is really a warm-up for Beth.
But there you go. Yeah.
Warm-up.
This is what we do. Open, yeah.
This is what we do in theater. You know, we get people warmed up and everything ready to go. We'll have the kitchens up at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, brought to you by the Hotel Meat. A big shout-out to them and everything.
Expert advice here. We need the opinion of the one who was there.
Long will know, but for newer listeners out there, our own Beth worked at Disneyland.
I did. I worked down in Walt Disney World.
And do there about that.
I did all sorts of things. I started on a college program. So I was in the what's now studios. Back then it was the MGM studios. Mm-hmm. And so the tours that I did, those buildings don't even exist down there anymore.
Oh, interesting.
Nope.
Then I was a Jungle Cruise skipper for a couple of months. And then I figured I'd been a character all my life. I might as well get paid for it. So I helped the characters for a long time.
Right on.
Yeah.
And appreciate that. Appreciate that. And fascinating job, too, by the way. It's always been interesting to me that. Well, I came across this one. Did you know there are fashion choices you can make that'll get you kicked out of Disney parks? Here are the big fashion don'ts if you're planning a trip to Disney Park around the world and everything. And I would think that a lot of these you just wouldn't do because you know that there are going to be kids there.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So number one, costumes for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Kids under 12 can dress like their favorite princess or pirate or what they like, but grown-ups are out of luck. Disney wants the official characters in the parks to be the only ones in costume. It's to preserve the magic for the children.
Right. Mm-hmm. It becomes confusing if you have somebody that actually looks like Cinderella. I mean, physically, facial, and all of that, and then dresses like Cinderella. Then you're going to confuse whether or not that's the actual Cinderella or not.
Yep.
Now, you can theme your clothes towards a character that you like, meaning that you can wear that color, you can change, kind of alter what the length of the skirt and that kind of thing is. That's okay, but you can't wear the actual costume of that character in the park.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that, you know, right away, I have a little bit of a defense mechanism that kicks up with some of these
You're
things.
Like, I'm going to do it.
And there's certainly like, oh, well, you know, Disney wants to keep their copyright stuff and all those kind of things and some of that. And even if there is a little of that, it doesn't matter because that part about the kids.
Yes.
And this would really be about them and everything. So as badly as I want to dress up as Jack Skellington and go to Disneyland, probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea. At number two, outfits with long trains or dragging fabric. Think floor-length gowns, giant capes, or anything that could trip you up or someone else in the crowd. Mm. Disney cites safety concerns, especially on rides, plus a million people will step on it.
Well, that and there's a whole lot of strollers that go through that park.
Oh, my gosh.
And motorized wheelchairs that you see all the... And if that gets caught underneath...
Right.
The only exception to that rule is if you pay to have your wedding. Mm-hmm. At Disney. Oh. And there are some people that paid to be able to have their wedding in Magic Kingdom in front of the castle.
Okay, that's right.
And so the bride is able to have the train for their dress, but that is the only exception. And that's when typically the park is closed to other guests.
Right. I was going to say, I wonder how much that costs.
Oh, I just was thinking the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, I can't imagine what
it's
that
a lot of coin.
Cost.
It's a lot of coin.
Man. At number three, I would think that this is pretty you know, understandable. Revealing attire, bikinis, crop tops with that mimic swimwear, or anything basically skimpy. Shoes are required at all times as well.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, man. The last time we were at Disney, there was a couple of ladies wearing stuff. I was like,
I've seen videos.
What are you doing looking at other ladies?
Well, you know, it's just the crowd, you know. So
when you're people watching, sometimes you cannot help what you're
wearing. I couldn't, but they were wearing something. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
very distracting.
I can't imagine the mindset of, oh, I'm going to Disney World. You know what? I'm going to wear my bikini. Now's a perfect time to wear the bikini.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know it's going to be hot, but still.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about the, it used to be Splash Mountain and now it's Tiana. They've rethemed that ride. It's still the same ride system, so it's, you're going to get the same flume that you were in before. It's just themed something different. You're going to get wet, and they have similar things in all of the other security person or we can't let you in shop that's right there at the entrance. Buy a t-shirt.
Smart.
Right, right. And I should journalistically mention, I don't know anything about here. As a Disney World or Disneyland or anything, and like Six Flags or anything like that. Like, at least in Illinois, the Disneyland of Illinois is owned to Six Flags or anything. I've never been to any kind of all I know.
I am sensing a team building trip. is what I'm sensing.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm all game for that. I'm all game for that. I think I would enjoy it more as an adult than I would have as a kid.
It's a different experience. And that was the nice thing about when Walt Disney opened the original Disneyland is it wasn't geared just to kids. It was a family experience.
Right.
So he kept the adults in mind. And if you think about Disney animated films, there's always adult jokes in there. Mm-hmm. So there is something. And there's a whole new genre of people out there called Disney adults who are just, I mean, I'm a fan. They are super fans of Walt Disney World and their whole lives deal with, you know, Disney and the movies and the parks and all of
there's
that.
There's a podcast I listen to that's, it's a fantasy football podcast, but one of the hosts, he went to Disney with his family, and now he totally admits he's a Disney dad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's true. Well, I am.
You, right? I mean, you had gone maybe once as a kid.
I went once as a kid.
Until you married me, and now we go, like, all the time. Right. Every couple of years, we're down there.
It's, you know, and there's something fun about that. I just, the only, when you take it too far, when it becomes your whole personality.
Mm-hmm.
That,
a little much,
That's one thing. When you're the Disney guy or something, like, that's when it's gone maybe too far.
Right.
But I think, you know, having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Scary or offensive clothing, same kind of reasoning behind, you know, the skimpier clothes and some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certainly don't want to be scaring kids or anything like that. And it's a family place.
Right. It is a family
park. You got to keep that in mind. Right.
It's one thing when I'm at, you know, a department. I'm at Walmart. I'll just say it. I'm at Walmart. And I see somebody wearing clothes that I'd be like, okay, so you left the house in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, we've all seen that a billion times. There are a million websites with pictures of it or anything. I can't imagine, like, doing this to a Disneyland. In part, and I'm going to try to say this as carefully as I can, it ain't cheap.
Mm-mm.
If I'm going to anything that's expensive, I don't care if it's Disneyland, it's a restaurant or whatever, I am dressing to the moment. I'm dressing
exactly
to everything. The only excuse I could think of is I spent all my money on the tickets.
Right.
I have no money for clothes anymore. I had to wear this. I can't help it.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. But that's absolutely, you're right.
At number five, offensive tattoos. If you have ink that could be seen as vulgar or inappropriate, you'll need to cover it up before entering the park. For adults who still want to channel their favorite character, there's a thing called Disney Bound. That bends the rules a bit. It's where fans use regular clothing to mimic a character's look and the same color palettes, accessories, and hairstyles.
Yeah, that's what I was explaining with the costume thing.
Okay.
That's what you do is you kind of have that theming to what you're wearing.
I didn't realize it had a name, though.
I didn't either.
That's Disney Bound. Interesting. Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
If there is something about like this that you think they're missing, or is there something that you think they're too careful of, or too heavy about, or other, does this all make sense to you? Because to me, it all makes sense. I don't know. No. But again, this is not my wheelhouse.
And again, I don't think, I mean, it's there's so many people that go through them every single day. You know, I'm sure there's going to be people that are missed and that sort of thing. But it's at a minimum, because I think for the most part, people are there for a specific reason.
Right.
They just want to be at Disney, you know. They're not thinking about making a statement or, you know, trying to, you know, be outrageous or something like that. I mean, maybe they want to go a little overboard with, like, looking like their favorite character. That makes more sense to me than that. But like you said, the investment, it's a lot of money. And it's, you know, a specific amount of time. You want to do certain things. I mean, it doesn't, I see a vast majority of people not even, you know, dealing with stuff like this, just going for
fun. The other thing to keep in mind is the number of cultures that come through Disney's doors.
It's a worldwide thing,
Because when I was working there, we use all sorts of different cultures from all different sense of style and what's acceptable and not acceptable. Yeah. So Disney is trying to find a line with, okay, how can we allow them to be who they are, but still respect the genre of clothing? Interesting, isn't on there is sleepwear.
Oh, okay.
You know, because a lot of people like to walk around me that it doesn't make them
there. Right. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know if you can go. That might be too far.
That might be a little bit too far. Here, you know what I think you should do? And this is, I'm fully behind printed cheesy family vacation t-shirts
there
the matching ones that everyone wears. I'm for nowhere else, by the way. Only at Disney do I accept that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have that on record now. So the next trip we go to, and I say, right, Seth, we're going to be doing this. He can no longer complain.
I don't believe I said that I was going to be doing it.
No, you said you were on board with it.
I was on board with other people doing it. I'm sorry.
Brother, you walked into that one,
man. I'm being taken completely out of context here. Yes. I demand.
Isn't that marriage? Isn't that how marriage works? Getting taken completely out of context?
We'll listen to the playback and you can hear it.
Hear from my lawyers.
I look forward to seeing how that ends up. I look forward to seeing the end of that story. Just a quick side note, and it's something that you kind of touched on, Beth, with the theme park.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that Disney really, like, we're the first ones that I can think of that did this and have always done a master class on it. And the idea of making something for kids that adults can also find enjoyment in or laugh
yes.
at.
Yes.
Right.
If they could have put a copyright on that, that would have been a master move right there.
I think they're doing okay financially.
Yeah.
I think they're doing all right, yeah.
But you see that this has become the new norm
right.
now. Mm-hmm. What they were doing, limitedly back in the day with, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs mm-hmm. or some of those early, early cartoons
right.
has become a mainstay now where you're not releasing anything, even if it's G-rated, there's going to have some,
right.
not adult humor, but some jokes that adults are going to laugh at.
Well, kids only stay kids for, 18 years?
Yep.
If that, and even by the time they get to middle school, high school, they're not into the kiddie thing. So unless you do something that's going to include more than that, once they get to that, you've lost that family.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this opens up the door for more people.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more show next hour.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.